USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said there will likely be more cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and he asked a Senate subcommittee to approve $2.5 billion in funding to fight the outbreak after proposing cuts to that department's budget.
The immediate risk to the general American public remains low. But as we have warned, that has the potential to change quickly. There is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia. That's deeply concerning, and community spread in other countries will make successful containment at our borders harder and harder.
Azar said the additional funding would help the United States expand surveillance systems for the new virus, support state and local governments, help the development of vaccines and therapies, and expand stockpiles of protective equipment like surgical masks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has expressed her skepticism about Bernie Sanders, but says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is. Clinton, who beat Sanders for the Democratic nomination only to lose the 2016 election to President Donald Trump, made waves with comments about Sanders in her new documentary Hillary, saying nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him. But in comments at a film festival, Clinton said her top priority was unseating President Trump. Dick Pound, the longest-serving member of the International Olympic Committee, estimates there's only a three-month window to decide the fate of the Tokyo Olympics, which are being threatened by the fast-spreading virus from China. Pound said you could certainly go 2 months if you have to, but that would mean putting off tough decisions until late May and hoping the virus is under control. And then, if you got to the point of not going ahead, you're probably looking at a total cancellation. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Coalition of 39 states will look into the marketing and sales of vaping products by Juul Labs, including whether the company targeted youth and made misleading claims about nicotine content. Attorney generals from Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, and others say they will lead the multi-state investigation into the San Francisco-based Juul, which is also facing lawsuits by teenagers and others who say they became addicted to the company's vaping products. The state officials say they'll also investigate the company's claims about the risk, safety, and effectiveness of its vaping products as smoking cessation devices. Juul released a statement saying it's halted all television, print, and digital advertising and eliminated most flavors in response to concerns by government officials and others. Penn State University's Dance Marathon came to a close with the announcement that the largest student-run philanthropy in the world topped almost $12 million in donations for its 2020 event. The total goes toward funding pediatric cancer research and covering the medical expenses of patients being treated at the Penn State Children's Hospital. The weekend featured a fashion show, a dance competition, and performances by a number of Penn State's singing groups. There were more than 700 dancers this year who spent the entire 46 hours without sitting or sleeping. Thon has raised over 4,000 families in their battles with pediatric cancer, and it raised over $168 million since its inception in 1973. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.